brought to you by Penguin.
Black Joy, edited by Charlie Brinkhurst Cuff and Timmy Shottire.
Foreword. Written and read by me, Timmy Shottire, journalist and editor. For most of my life, I've associated my blackness with endurance. I've endured racism and I've endured trauma. When growing up in a world structured by race and anchored by white supremacy, it's hard not to feel this way. I'm proud of being black because, in spite of the struggle, I've managed to find moments of joy in my life. I love my blackness, but it's always been hard for me to conceptualise it outside the lens of trauma. And it's not like society's encouraged me to do otherwise. British society is designed to remind black people of the second-class status, from the news we read to the TV we watch. Even most of the black community's success stories are underpinned by the idea of fighting through the pain and coming out on top. Although these stories are inspiring, if this is all you see growing up, it inevitably takes a toll on you. In my early 20s, I found that I'd created a mental trap for myself, where I'd feel guilty if I experienced joy without having to fight for it. Do you know how exhausting that is? While working on Black Joy, I've been forced to think about my blackness in a different way. I've learned that joy and other healthy emotions require an element of intentionality. We have to choose to feel love, joy and care. They need to be sought out and become a practice in one's life. I've come to realise that I don't need to feel joy despite the hardship. Sometimes I can just be happy, and that's okay. Choosing to feel this way and freeing myself from the guilt that I've long associated with my joy has been liberating. I've made a choice to reaffirm the sentiment every day for the rest of my life. I've given 5 new writers a space to discuss what brings them joy. Tope has written an evocative account of why barbershops are a safe space for black people who get trims. Makai has done a great job in outlining how black beauty is radical in community building. Theophina's story will make you hungry. She's written the most beautiful essay on Souse and how it brings generations of families together. Hinia, my favourite film critic, has written about the UK film industry and what needs to be done in order to centre black joy on screen. Last but not least, Foppe's essay on black love is pure poetry and it made me cry on the first read. One reason why I love these essays, and all the essays in the anthology, is that they provide a real insight into the minds of members of our community. Black Joy isn't a prescriptive body of work. We aren't telling black Brits what should make them happy. It's impossible for us to capture all facets of black joy, but we hope that our black listeners find parts of themselves in these essays. For the black listeners who haven't grown up within their racial communities, this is also for you. It's easy to feel like your upbringing has ostracised you, to the point where you merely exist on the periphery of blackness. But my own essay on discovering joy among strangers should act as a reminder that black joy can be found in the absence of a physical black community. To our black listeners, I want you to remember that our joy should be at the core of our being. Our joy isn't something that needs to be explained or justified. It's our God-given right. When we find the things that bring us joy, whether it's hanging out with our friends, watching anime, or listening to music, we shouldn't let that joy go. We should do our best to keep it, forever.
Life is just a party. Prince and My Revolution by Travis Alabanza. Okay, I hate to be one of those writers who set homework before we've even finished the text together. But today I'm going to do exactly that. Class, please put down your reading glasses, shut this book, and head to the visiting lecturer for today's lesson. YouTube. Once there, make yourself comfortable and find the video for Kiss by Prince and the Revolution. Click onto full screen mode once you have found it. In fact, if you have a projector, put it on the projector. Or better than that, grab someone else's laptop so you can watch it on 2 screens side by side. Go ahead and put the sound on as loud as you can without your flatmate, mother, neighbour causing a fuss. Basically, do whatever is in your power to make sure the next 3 minutes and 56 seconds are all about this video. Ready?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?